that must come into place. You know, the Lord, wherever two of God's people get together, he said, I'll be in the midst. But if there's not proper governance in a particular place, you know, God can, it's only a blessing model. It's not a building model. Amen. Amen. One person said amen. I heard. In the Bible, they said amen. So let's stay in the Bible. I'm going to give you a little background because I don't want to get into all the verses of Scripture, but I want to give you a little background of how when Israel became disobedient to the Lord during the time of Eli, his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they were extremely evil. They were priests. And they were in charge of the temple. And we looked at some of the different types of churches or models that don't carry the government of God, but man's government. And that never works. See, sometimes God's people are in there. And so God will bless them from time to time with their presence, but you'll find that there's a level of immaturity. A lot of stuff goes on. People, you know, coming to church to hook up. Y'all know what I'm talking about, hook up. And oh yeah, we got to sing tomorrow. Just without drinking. You know, and you know, people that know God, but because of the government, you know, seeker friendly, you know, kind of country club style. You know, we just want numbers and tithes. You know, tithes. No, tithes. You know, just the corporate model where it's like a business, a Fortune 500 business. It's all about the bank account. So we looked at a number of these models. Hophni and Phinehas were fornicators. And they... Women coming to the temple and that. I mean, they would lay with women at the... These are priests. Supposed to be taking care of the service of God. But they were wicked in the sight of God. And Eli, because of his lack of government, would not correct them. You know, sometimes people are afraid of their children. I see the lights going to have to... You know, let me get somebody lights. Every time I say something like that, just a blink or something. You know, because I ain't getting much help down here. At least the lights will say amen. Where's Joe at? Joe run. Oh, there we go. All right, Joe, we got it. We got it. When they don't say amen, you say amen. All right, Joe? It's true. And it's become almost taboo to talk about certain things in the church. But tell somebody, this is God's house. God is holy. Why should we be so threatened and so bound by numbers or by people that they shut the mouths of the prophets? You don't want to offend anyone. Hell is written in the Bible too. Adultery and fornication are at the top of God's list. Say amen real loud. And you don't have to try the shoe on to see if it fits. You trust God. You court righteously. Amen. Don't disrespect her. Don't disrespect him. Amen. That's not God's way. Amen. 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 Am I starting out on the right foot or the wrong foot? Or I'm in the Bible. But you don't hear this part of the Bible much. But Hophni and Phinehas were wicked and guilty. And Eli never corrected them. Just let them run rampant. And so what happened when the Philistines came and made war with them, you see, like when Achan stole the Babylonian garment, the wedge of gold and the 20 pieces of silver and hid it in his tent, and God said to leave all of that was sacred to him, when he did it, Israel couldn't win the battle. Could it be that you are losing the battle because you are harboring something that God is not in agreement with? Remember when Moses built the tabernacle exactly like God said, God came and inhabited it. It doesn't mean that we are perfect. We are not perfect. But you can be obedient. Amen. You can be obedient to what God tells you. And sometimes God, I like to say it this way, will talk nonsense. Nonsense. You ever tell somebody, yeah, you're talking nonsense. Well, God talks nonsense sometimes. In other words, not to your senses, to your spirit, to your head, it don't make no sense. But you heard it in your spirit. Amen. When you do it, you'll find the fruit. So they became wicked, and when the Philistines came in, the first thing they did, they took the ark. They took the ark of God, which was the presence of God. You know, they would take the ark into battle with them. And because the presence of God was there, they would never lose battles. But on this occasion, because of the disobedience, God allowed the Philistines to take the ark. And when Eli heard that, when they took the ark, they killed Hophni and Phinehas. And Eli heard, and Eli was a very heavy man. When he heard it, he fell over backwards on his chair and broke his neck, and he died. And one of the priests, Eli, Hophni and Phinehas' wife, was having a child. And when she heard, she began to have the child, and she named the child Ichabod. Ichabod. In other words, the glory has departed. And when she had the child, she died. But God was changing a whole regime. He allowed. See, sometimes God will allow stuff, and it's inherent in the law, in the laws that are. When you start breaking a lot of laws and call yourself saved, stuff starts pursuing you. Why is the devil so busy? Because you've been busy. How come this happened? And the Lord said, no, you've been disobedient. It's not rocket science. It's simple mathematics. There are blessings attached to obedience. In the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about if you'll obey the Lord, all these blessings will overtake you. You'll be blessed rising up, sitting down, in the city, in the country. Your basket will be blessed. Amen. Your body will be blessed. Your children, everything will be blessed simply out of your obedience. But he said, if you disobey, all this other stuff will come upon you. And so it's a matter of choices. Amen? So they made these choices, and the Philistines took the ark. And they took it to some of their cities. Well, they first took it into their temple. We done beat up Israel for the first time. And we got their God. See, they just looked at it as a God. So they brought it into their temple and set it next to their God, which was Dagon. Dagon's a fish god, big old fish god standing there with hands and a head. And they set it next to Dagon, and the priests went out, said, you know, we done whipped Israel, we got their God, they under our feet now. Next morning they came in, old Dagon had fallen over on his face. And I think the ark might have just nudged him a little bit, you know. So they picked him up, kind of dusted him off a little bit, went out. Thought nothing of it really. Then came back the next day, but Dagon had fallen over again. But now his head was off and his hands were cut off. All was left was the fish body. I think the priest said, you know, something's fishy in here. All was left was the fish body. In other words, see, God said, there's no God beside me. Ain't nothing can stand with God, can compare to God, can compete with God. If you don't know that, you better learn that. So after that happened, they never went in to worship in that place again. Because they began to realize there's something about this God of Israel. They took it to a date, so they got rid of it, took it to a city, and when they took it to the city, to that particular city, God allowed the city to break out with hemorrhoids. Isn't that kind of funny? The ark, you know, Israel's God is here. We got him. Yeah, you got hemorrhoids along with it. Hemorrhoids got so bad, they said, we can't keep this here. They sent it to another city. And then stuff started breaking out there. People started getting killed because the presence of God. See, the world can't handle the presence. The world can't handle anything the presence brings. You ever, imagine if John the Revelator, in the dimensions of God that he walked in, when Jesus appeared to me, fell dead, if Daniel had no strength in him when the angel appeared to him, what do you think it's going to be like when the presence of God comes to an ungodly people? As a matter of fact, the word says that when he comes, he's going to consume his enemies with the brightness of his presence. Just. So now people get killed. So they say, they get together, the warlocks, the wizards and all that. They make all this stuff and they put it on a new cart and put all this stuff in there, you know, as peace offerings. And see, sometimes God is merciful to dummies. You know, people that don't know. See, people that know, you're responsible for stuff. See, somebody else can get away. You wonder, how is that person get away? They don't know nothing. God kind of winks at their ignorance. Well, you're not ignorant. You know better. Matter of fact, the word says in the book of James, that be not many masters, for you shall receive the greater condemnation. In other words, when you know more and you understand more, yet you dibble and dabble and stuff, you're going to receive a greater condemnation. You're going to get a harder whooping. Amen? So, they bring the cart back to Beth Shemesh, and they're in the fields, you know, harvesting, and they bring that. See the cart, the oxen. What they did, they said, if this is a god, we're going to take the little calves from these oxen, and you know, the oxen won't go anywhere without the calf. But he said, if this is God, then he'll go all the way back to Israel without these calves. If it's not God, if this is not a God, then they ain't going to go nowhere. Well, as soon as they yoked them oxen up, they took off.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.